Joined now by the voice of the Cyclones is John Walters. This week's Cyclone Insider brought to you by Legends in Marshalltown. What have you seen so far this week from the Big 12 tournament?
A lot of games. none of them including Iowa State.
Right.
And that's a great thing. So by the time Iowa State plays its game, it'll be the 13th game of the tournament, and 10 teams will have already been eliminated. And that extra rest is a beautiful thing for a team that looked a little leg-weary in its loss to Kansas State. So I think this is a real chance for this group to recharge its batteries, refine its focus, and try to get its mojo back on the offensive end of the floor. And I don't think they have to reinvent the wheel there. I just think they have to be a little bit more precise. You know, we hear Matt Campbell talk all the time about precision and detail. I think that's what Iowa State needs to do offensively is precision and detail. You know, cut like you mean it, screen like you mean it, go to the offensive glass like you mean it. And if they do those things and are able to force a few more turnovers with the ball pressure and maybe get 10 to 12 easy points out of that off transition, then that makes getting to 70 points a lot easier. And I think if they can get to 70, they certainly have a great, great chance to win this game.
Can listen to that game tonight, 6 o'clock right here on Kicks 101.1. And then, of course, Selection Sunday in a couple of days. Should be in really good shape for that, but you're still excited and nervous at the same time.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, obviously, Sunday night, both the Iowa State men and women will find out their destination. And congratulations to Coach Fenley's team on reaching the championship game down here. That'll be terrific for them to hear their names with that young group. And for the men, you know, I don't know that it really makes a huge difference whether they're a two or a three seed. They're probably going to be on one of those seed lines. If you play well in the NCAA tournament and advance to the Sweet 16, then you're going to play, you know, if, let's say North Carolina's the two and Iowa State's the three. Well, if they both play well, then they're going to face each other anyway. Mm-hmm. And if it's flipped around the other way, well, then that's exactly who they're going to play anyway. So, you know, I don't think it makes a huge, huge difference. Obviously, prestige-wise and everything else, it's great to get a two seed. But basketball-wise, I don't think it makes an enormous difference. But it is great to be a two or a three seed if Iowa State can accomplish that instead of like a 12 seed or a 13 seed. That certainly makes a difference. And so, no, this is exciting. I mean, this team has played well. They deserve this. And they're going to get that reward on Sunday.
Do you have any advice for me on how to fill out a perfect bracket after we know all the teams?
Yeah, have your dog pick it based on you know which bowl of food it runs to. I mean, your chances are as good doing that as they are trying to use your brain, as history has shown. But man, yeah, brackets are. There's a reason why companies are willing to offer up $1 million to somebody
right.
that does fill out the perfect bracket because they know how hard it is.
John Walters, the voice of the Cyclones. You can catch Iowa State tonight at 6 o'clock on Kicks 101.1. Enjoy the game.
Thank you.